You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Jim Donovan, Michael Regei with you on the Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. As the Browns basically are off right now, this is the
quiet.
This
here.
Is the quiet time.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I was thinking just before we move on here about wide receivers. Can you win with no-name wide receivers? And I say that affectionately, okay? Because we may have to do that. The New England Patriots last year.
They win all the time.
I mean,
do they not?
All right, I'm
not just last year.
I mean, you know. Julian Edelman was a big name there. Now, take Gronkowski out of the mix.
Yes.
I mean, you had, like, Brandon Thompson. They had the kid.
No-name wide receivers.
They had the kid Dobson.
Dobson.
Yeah, they had, I mean, they had Michael Omanawanui, the other
they
tight end.
They brought Omanawanui
yeah,
in, right?
Yeah,
they
after,
to,
yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So, I mean, you can do it. Now, if you remember the Patriots.
And throw to the backs.
Ridley,
a lot.
Ridley, Vereen, all those
Ridley
guys.
Ridley and
had,
Vereen.
Vereen killed killed the Browns.
Killed the Browns and had big years catching the football out of the backfield.
Here's the other thing. When they got on their run at the end of the year, they did it by running the ball, remember? And it was
That's
the fact
right.
that they fell behind in Denver that they couldn't run the ball because they were so far behind in the AFC Championship game.
But that's also how they beat Denver in the regular season.
Yes, and how they also won their first playoff game.
Yep.
They ran for an astounding amount of yardage.
Ridley, Blunt,
Vereen. Exactly.
Ran the ball very, very well.
So I think maybe, you know, the NFL is turning the page back to the running game because it's a good friend and it's a good blueprint to try and win with. And, yeah, you want to chuck it all over.
You get me excited because I love it.
Because, you know, sometimes, Michael, teams, and the Browns have been one of these teams, not in a very productive way. You have trouble closing games out when you throw the ball so much because you don't run it and you need to get a couple of yards and you can't get it because you haven't done it.
Jimmy, as elementary as it sounds, I mean, think about this. Okay, so you're playing, you know, you're playing outstanding offensively.
Right.
You're up 10 with 10 minutes to go.
Yep.
Well, how are you going to shorten the game, keep your defense off the football field, and move the chains unless you can run the football? You're going to keep you're going to keep throwing it around, three and out, and have your defense on the football? We saw that. That's why, to my opinion, in the second half of the year, that's why the Browns lost three football games that they had in control, in my mind.
You're absolutely right. The Jacksonville game was one of them.
There's one.
Was the Bears game, maybe?
Chicago and New England.
And definitely New England. You're
all three had in control, lost fourth quarter leads because you could not run the football.
How about this game? If you remember this one in the middle of the season last year, it was the same night that Big Poppy David Ortiz hit that grand slam
against Detroit.
Lions. Drew Brees could not run the clock out late in that game in Foxborough, and they blew
there
a game right on the last play of the game when they gave the ball back to Brady, just like the Browns did.
Yep.
You know, a couple of weeks later, and you have to be able to close it out, and you got to be able to run it.
So the only way to protect leads in fourth quarters in this league.
Hey, what do you think about this battle now? And I think it's going to be a pretty good one. Terrence West against Ben Tate.
I love it. How about Ben Tate? We talked about this last week. I believe you were on the show, Tom.
Yeah.
Just said, laughed, and then nobody in the room, the running back room, scares me. And I'm the best running back of this football team. I'll show you why, and nobody in here scares me. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I want him to feel that way. That having been said, Jimmy, I think it's going to be fairly close to an equal distribution of carries. I don't think that Tate's going to be at 22, 23 and Terrence West at 7. I really don't.
Yeah, good point.
I really don't.
Yeah, right.
Because West, to me, West is – I think he's going to thrive in Shanahan's zone read one cut system.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, here's the other thing, Michael. You have two big guys like that, and they're both thick, big guys, okay?
Yep.
I mean, they're not Edwin Baker, and I know Baker's here, okay? And they're not Deion Lewis, all right, or any of those guys. But you have two big, thick running backs like that. If you just keep throwing them at defenses, it's exactly what we just said a moment ago that the Browns couldn't do. You just invariably wear that other defense down, and boom, all of a sudden it happens.
Someone
breaks through. You've seen the Ravens and the Steelers do it. Bettis used to do it to the Browns all the time.
All the time.
You may have them all afternoon long, but at quarter to four, he gets out the back door.
Exactly.
And he's gone. It's because you're just worn out. So I think if you hit them, if you evenly distribute this thing, but I think it's going to be a fascinating battle. You know why, Michael? Because Tate has already had this scenario happen to him in Houston.
Well, and he's been the guy that's only gotten the 7, 8, 9 carries
behind
Arian Foster. It is going to be intriguing. And, Jimmy, a little bit later on in the show, this is where Kyle Shanahan's philosophy with his offensive line, and we're going to get into some of the nuances of this Browns offensive line, because it's going to be much different, Browns fans, than what you've seen, what they're asked to accomplish with that O-line. And I wish we had Deke here. Deke could. He's on the golf course today. Hit him straight, Doug.
Yeah, play through.
Play through. Deke could really get into
this. Let the other people play through, Doug.
Let somebody play through. We'll try to, a little bit later on, because we're going to go. The Browns have 10 offensive linemen here that are, five behind it that are vying for jobs, vying to show. And Kyle Shanahan's offense is predicated on them now being first and second step explosive, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah. So, those are things. The other thing is that you're going to notice is that the year, not only because of what's going on with the wide receivers, Michael, but because of this offense that they're going to run here, it's set up for Jordan Cameron to have a huge year.
No question about
it. It really is.
Look back.
It's a very tight end friendly offense.
Wow, is it? He should thrive. I mean, I've always been a Jordan Cameron admirer.
Mm-hmm.
We saw last year Norv Turner right away, and talking to Norv, he said, this guy can do big, big things in this league. And Jimmy Donovan, we may be talking about Jordan Cameron like we speak of Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, yeah. You're right.
Wouldn't that be terrific?
Yeah. Or you talk about some of these tight ends now. Of course, Tony Gonzalez is gone.
He is.
I mean, the kid Gates, Antonio Gates.
Right.
But I really think Cameron is set up for a huge year. We'll talk about that. Michael and Jim with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. Having a ball talking with Michael Reagan
today. Oh, big fun. Big fun, Jim.
Son of a gun. All right, we take a timeout?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll take a timeout.
Yep.
We'll be right back.